My advice to you is be a ninja. What do I mean by being a ninja? Navigate through your shit. It's all technical. It's tactical. It's strategic. When people think you're worth nothing, when people treat you like you're nothing, you can still dictate the result. You can still dictate the outcome. You can still control your destiny. You can put the work in. You can fight back. You can believe in yourself. And eventually people will believe in you again and you can get to where you want to go. When you own your problems or you own your wins and you own your losses and you own your struggles and you own, you know, your fears and you own your anxiety and you own your success and you own your talents, you're able to own things and get in front of them. I think things are a lot easier than try to hiding from things, whether you're winning or losing. When you're trying to go below the radar, I don't think that's the route to take. It's just my opinion. Anybody runs a business that tells me I'm good with just doing this is full of shit. They're not good with it. They're lazy or they're scared. They're never good with it. Nobody's good with just doing, nobody's good with being mediocre. You don't run a business because you want to be mediocre. When you're an entrepreneur, you don't want to feel handcuffed or caged. You want to create your own map. You want to lay down the bricks on that map and you want to run on that, on those bricks. And in order to do that, you have to evolve. You have to self-improve. You have to change. I look at myself and all the good and all the bad that I've been through the last 8 years in that whole journey. I'm so much smarter and have so much more wisdom than I would have had a year ago, 3 months ago, 5 years ago. Like, I'm like, holy crap, I'm a whole different person. And I'm excited to know in 1 year from now, I'm going to be even more smarter because I'm continuing to self-improve. I'm continuing to learn from my failures. I'm continuing to struggle through things, right? And I talk a lot about in the podcast about blessings and battles. And, you know, maybe you guys are going through a battle right now. Maybe you're not, but I'm a big believer of every battle you go through, there's a blessing at the end. There's either a blessing like you learned what happened in that battle and you got better from it. That experience gave you the knowledge and wisdom to navigate the next time something like that comes up. Or, you know, you're enjoying your blessings now and just be prepared. Another battle is supposed to come. That's how life works. It's battles, then blessings, and battles, then blessings. And sometimes you're not sure what those blessings are, but they're there. Like the blessing that I got from the company closing, which is horrific, is now I get to take all this knowledge and be able to help elevate and help other people. And that's exciting. It's like having, you know, I have four kids. It's like my son throws a touchdown pass, I get jacked up. When, you know, anybody I'm coaching goes out and crushes it, I get excited. I'm like, hell yeah. Like, I feel like I'm making a dent in this place and it feels good. I'm fulfilled. I'm happy. It's not about money. It's not about success. It's about fulfillment and feeling happy. And so I would challenge each one of you to make sure that you're finding a way to self-improve and that you're finding a way to get fulfillment and happiness inside rather than just sitting stagnant and assuming you know it all, because you don't. And as the world evolves, you've got to evolve with it.
I've always been a big fan in life, and I've preached about it. Don't have a plan B, because go all in on plan A. And parts of me still believe that, but dude, you better have somewhat of a plan B, because I'm telling you from experience, the devastation, the loss that I had trying to do this comeback is hard. I mean, yes, you're smarter. Yes, you have more wisdom. Yes, you've done it before. Yes, you can overcome that. Yet, but the problem is it's your impatience kicks in. Your frustration kicks in. You envy the life that you once had. You're like, oh, we used to be able to do this and we'd fly private and we'd do that and things change. And so when you lose all that and you're humbled, you're like, now, how do I get back there? And what it's really, 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 really made me realize is I'm not trying to get back there. I'm not trying to get back to being worth several hundred million dollars and having a jet. Of course, those things are nice. I'm not going to sit here and bullshit you and say, I don't wonder if I can make money. That'd be a lie. But I will tell you that it's about happiness.
Bet on yourself. Scared money don't make money. If you can't go all in on yourself, it may seem dark. It may seem like tomorrow's just not going to work. It may seem like you're supposed to close the doors and this isn't for you. If you love it and you got fire in your belly, you don't quit because you're a lot closer than you think. Trust me, there were days, all 2 years we didn't make money in the solar company. But you know what? I quit. If you have that quitting mentality, your kids are gonna see that. And guess what they're gonna do? They're gonna quit. But if you show them that nothing is too hard and nothing is too tough and nothing can stop you to be all you can be, then to me, that's the best parenting you could do, because you're giving them a shot to make it in this world on their own.
And you shouldn't feel like you have to defend yourself because you feel like somebody's better than you. I got news for you. Nobody's better than anybody. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter how much love you have, how much happiness you have. Everybody is fucking equal. And the only way that you can feel better than anybody else is being successful and happy in your own life, meaning you're fulfilled, because you get to dictate your happiness, not anybody else. And if you're sitting here saying, that's bullshit, I can't dictate my happiness. Yeah, motherfucker, you choose if you're happy or not every day. You choose if you're going to smile. You choose if you're going to fucking accept things the way they are. You choose if you're going to make a difference in what they're doing and what your life is doing. You choose if you're going to fucking step out of your box and fucking do something in life, or sit there and take it the way it is in the punch in the face. It's up to you if you're happy or not. It's up to you on how you react to things. But then you get these people, and I'm talking to you parents out there, especially the ones that are running your mouth to your kids about me, and those kids are running their mouth to my kids about me from your mouth. You're insecure. You see me and you get intimidated. You see me go to the top and then lose everything, and you think because you've never even climbed the mountain and you've sat in your underwear eating SpaghettiOs your whole life, or you've got daddy's money, or it's been hand down to your life and you don't know how to work, that you can come out here and talk about me? That you can come out here and pretend you've walked in my shoes? That you can come out here and say these things and get your kids? You and your kids are losers. That's what it is. You will never accomplish anything. And as long as you're instilling that bullshit and hate in your kids, they won't ever accomplish anything. They'll be the type of kids that will never get there where they want to get to because they're too worried about running their mouth about other people that are trying to do things the right way.
I even eat fast. I eat a meal I don't enjoy it. I crush it. I don't know why. I eat like somebody's going to steal my food. I eat like I grew up in the hood, like everyone my family's. And I kind of grew up. I grew up in a trailer park. But I'm worried someone's going to take my food. I shouldn't eat fast. My son eats fast. We just gone. Everyone's like, you're done. I'm like, yeah, I'm done. That's how I do everything in life. That's how I build a business. That's how I do everything. And sometimes I'm struggling with this, y'all. Sometimes I've got to just stop, smell the roses, enjoy the moment, quit chasing that destination so much. I hate saying that, dude, because I'm one that's like, create your map and get there. No excuses. Let's go. No days off. I'm telling you, sometimes you need my days off, dude. I always say this. It shouldn't be one day. It should be day one. So whether today's January 8th, January 3rd, January 1st, January 15th, whatever the day it is, you make it day one, not one day, to make the changes. And one of the things that you need to change is to make yourself more available to those that you care about, more concerned and involved for those that you love. Because I know that's what I'm working on, and I know everybody can work on that a little bit. But I fall off the wagon because I'm human, and I forget what's important, which is family, which is love, which is caring, which is inspiring, which is elevating. I've got to be a better father. I've got to be a better husband. I've got to do all the things better, right? And I think in the rebuild mode, you're actually working more. So it seems like it's harder to do that, but really it's not, because you can appreciate the things that you have more than when you had everything. See, when you had everything, you have nothing to chase. So you take a lot of things for granted, including people. You got to stay hungry and never feel comfortable. You've got to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And so we've got to do better in society, like our TV stations, our news, the media, all these social media outlets that are just brainwashing our kids with hate and bullshit and anger and drawing lines between race and religion and friendship and you know, politics is sickening. It's easier to just say, dude, we're human beings. We're not aliens, okay? We're human beings. We all have feelings. We all have hurts. We all have needs. We all have wants. We all want to be liked. There's a fine line between arrogance and confidence, right? I ride it. I suggest you ride that line. It's okay to be confident, love yourself, be like, I'm the shit. I'm really good at this stuff. I'm proud of myself. This is my angle. This is that. But arrogant is like, I'm better than you, and I'm better than you. And that's arrogance. And that you don't need to be. You should be confident. You should not be arrogant. Arrogant is unhealthy. Arrogant is pompous. Arrogant is douchebag. Confident is, dude, hell yeah, I love me some me. Like, I'm good with me. I don't care what you think about me. It's not going to affect who I am. It's not going to affect who I'm going to be. It's not going to affect my decisions. It's not going to affect what I'm going to end up being in this world. Like, you didn't make me, and you don't create me, and you don't end me. You have nothing to do with me. So I don't allow that shit, that noise, that gossip, that drama to get into my head. I love me some me. You have to be able to pay attention to what's in front of you. That's why the windshield's bigger than the rearview mirror. That's why you got to look forward and not backward. It is so important when we go through our days. You're not going to get everything done that you want to get done sometimes. That's going to happen. You're not going to feel like you gave 100%. The fact that you have this guilt, the fact that you have this regret, this feeling of, I could have gave more, I could have done more, I could have just one more push-up, one more
it up, one more phone call, one more effort to fix that relationship. You start to do that, that's a good thing. Just don't spend a lot of time doing it, because what are you doing if I'm spending a lot of time doing it? I'm not focusing on today, which is right in front of me. I'm still focusing on the past. The goal is to focus on today and tomorrow, but it's okay. It's healthy to have this guilt and regret of I could have done more yesterday, because what is that going to do? That's going to push you more today. That's going to put you in the moment right now to go out and crush the day, to not wait for the day to come to you, but you're going to go get the day. To not one day I'm going to be successful, but day one I'm going to be successful. If we're friends, my family, my friends, we're all together. My kids are the same way. My wife's the same way. We're in this battleship together, and we either win together or we sink together. There is no way off the battleship. We're in it together. I've got your back. You've got mine. You know, when you trust partners, you trust business vendors and relationships and business, you got to remember that a lot of those folks aren't trustworthy. Like, they're out for their own business, and you got to worry about your business first. When you're not focused and you allow the tiredness, the anger, the depression, the anxiety, the storms to weigh down on you where you can't advance to do what you need to do, and it slows you down, the day defeated you. The hour defeated you. So you got to worry about trying to conquer the hour and win the day. Right? Conquer the hour, win the day. How do you do that? Focus on what's at hand. Conquer that shit. You got to conquer that hour. I lost this hour, Jason. That's fine. Win, conquer the next hour. And you just keep conquering. And then you focus on, did I win the day or did I lose the day? And if I won the day, what happens next? Okay, well, now I got to focus on winning tomorrow. Because this shit doesn't end. There's no break. Now, what I'm doing a little different than what I used to do is I'm smelling the roses and trying to enjoy the journey, rather than trying to just get to the destination. I'm trying to enjoy and savor the journey. We're going to talk about staying between the buoys and staying focused on what's important to you. That's right, because too many times we get stuck in the abyss. We get stuck in the mud. We get stuck in the swamp. We allow outside influence to change our mindset on how we're going to handle ourselves, how we're going to carry out the day, how we're going to finish the day, how we're going to interact with people that we care about, we love, and people that we don't like. All that matters. Everything's about reaction, not action. That's correct. It's about how you react to things, not how you act on things. And people try to pay attention too much to the action. It's how you react. Life is throwing you all kinds of shit, softballs, bullets, baseballs, football, spikes, darts. You got to deal with it all. It's just coming. You've got to be able to dodge and be like the Matrix. You got to be able to handle your situation correctly and stay focused on what's important. Take it from me. You can lose everything in one day and not know it. And it could be out of your control. And everybody out here pounds their chest and you control everything. No, you don't. You can only control how you react to everything. Let me say that again. You can't control everything. You can only control how you react to everything. What does that mean? Well, that means you can't control if you're going to win or lose today. You can't control if you're going to fall in love or not fall in love. You can't control if your spouse is going to be good or not. If your partners are going to be truthful, they're not going to be truthful. If your business is going to survive, it's not going to survive. If you can't control losing somebody, you can't control hurting. Like, there's obviously decisions you can make, but you can't control things like you think you can. You can only control what you can control, which is your action or reaction to something, period. And I learn every day is a struggle. Every day is a win. Every day is a blessing. Every day is hard. Every day can be easy. You know, we don't give enough time, including myself, of actually enjoying the day, of actually spreading your arms out in the green grass and breathing and saying, you know what, life is fantastic. When it comes to regret, when it comes to feeling guilty, is that you can only do what you can only do. And if you don't like the results, change what you're doing. But you got to stay focused. You got to stay believing in yourself. You got to stay hungry. You got to make sure that no matter what, you don't get stagnant. No matter what, you stay humble. You have to get some of these smaller things done in order to build up the momentum to stay focused on what's important, because it's very easy to lose focus. I mean, I do it sometimes. I get frustrated. I get tired. I get worn out. I mean, even this morning, I'm like, dude, I don't want to get up. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. Oh, can I just go to bed and take a break and somebody else do it today? I know you guys can relate to that. We all run through days like that, right? But you got to put your old, all right, attaboy, attagirl, kick your own ass and you got to go. You got to go because you don't get a do-over. And every moment you waste, you won't get it back. Every hour you waste, it ain't coming back. So you got to put in a work. You got to put a dent in this universe, man. I'm doing everything I can, building the shit out of this so we can put a dent in this universe so I can look back in 5 months, 8 months, 10 months, 12 months, 16 months, 20 months ago. Hell f- yeah. All that work and sweat and tears and fight and argue and toughness and anxiety and stress and failure that just kept hitting to get to the success is worth it. But right now, when you're in it, it sucks. I want you to start focused on loving your self more, paying attention to yourself more, pushing yourself to be better in all the categories of life. Understand that you're beautiful inside and out. And understand that if you don't like something about yourself, make sure that it's that you don't hate it. It's that you dislike it and you're giving a plan to help make it better, whether it's personality or physicality or whatever it is. You go and you put the effort in to make a change. If you're not putting an effort in, isn't going to change. Stop the gossip. Stop the drama now. It ends today. Stop it. Quit gossiping about people. Quit talking negative about people. It makes you look like an asshole or Nimrod. It makes you look like you're insecure and you're vomit of the mouth and you project down your own insecurities. Know that shit right now. Stay out of the drama. Stay in your lane and stay out of other people's lanes. It's not your business to be involved in other people's business. It's your business to better yourself and your family. So get on that par right now. When you're looking at different people and you're trying to hire and recruit people in your business, you need to find people that believe in what you're doing. First of all, you got to believe in yourself. We talk about it all the time, but then they believe in what you're doing. You have to have a product that makes sense. And look, there's all kinds of products that make sense. There's a need for almost anything and everything out there. You got to be able to market it the right way, but then you got to be able to talk to people and let them know you're passionate about it. You know, when I talk to people and they're super excited about something or they're passionate about something, I get excited about it. I'm like, what are they so excited about? That is important that you are able to show that in a sales call or a sales pitch. You have to have some kind of passion and you've got to train your people on how to have passion. I had to believe in myself. I had to get back on the horse. I had to try to ride again. And now I'm there and I'm riding again and things are starting to tick off again and people believe in me again. And, you know, I'm building a new company and we're still fighting the fight against Generac and trying to get all these customers their money back by joining these class action lawsuits against them and holding them accountable as they should be because they should have done a national recall. All these things that's happening. And it just, I feel like the lion's story in Jared Goff is similar to what I'm going through personally. So it touched me deeply. It made me feel like, you know what? There is light at the other side. In life, the comeback is bigger than the setback. I want to pay attention to all of the things that we're going through to get to the next level, to break that door down, to take it to where we want to go and not be stuck in the mud. If you're looking at yourself and you're like, I'm ugly or I'm fat, you know, nobody wants me and, you know, I'm not smart. When you start doing that, that's not true. That's not true. God made everybody equal. He gave everybody attributes, skills, deficiencies, superpowers. You just got to find what yours are. You've just got to look in the mirror and understand that you're beautiful in your own way and that there's somebody out there that thinks you're beautiful also and that some beauty is more inside than outside and some beauty is outside than inside. You know, when you trust partners, you trust business vendors and relationships and business, you got to remember that a lot of those folks aren't trustworthy. Like they're out for their own business and you got to worry about your business first. You know, when you first open a business, it's you're involved in it more and then when you get a little bigger, you kind of just you're like, all right, you got people to do that. Let me focus on this. Well, I'm kind of in the middle right now. I'm trying to get things done fast, but I'm also savoring those moments and developing the people around me to be better. And that's key. You want to build a strong, strong business or strong foundation or strong nucleus, people you work with, or even a family. You've got to continue to develop people and level them up. I'm starting to see who my real friends are. People I thought were my real friends aren't. And it hurts. Hurts my feelings. I'm human. I ain't gonna fucking sit here and act like I'm too tough to have feelings. I got feelings. My feelings are hurt. There are people I was close to that I loved, that I thought were my people. And when they quit getting paid from me, my company, they went away. Things that were, I thought they were, they weren't. People I thought were there for me forever, no matter what. Oh, we're brothers. It's not true. They're shallow in that when it's good for them and they're making money off you or they're getting a benefit from you or you're on top and they want to ride your coattail, it's good. When it's not helping them, they bail. And that's sad. And how many of you ever have to deal with that in life? You have to deal with people that are disloyal to you, that lie, cheat, or steal from you or take advantage of you or aren't your friends when you do things for them. And that's something that you've got to accept and deal with. And look, I'm not innocent. I'm a motherfucker. Always have been, probably always will be. I have zero tolerance. Anybody that knows me, they know I don't deal with stealing, lying, or cheating. Those are things I don't deal with. I'm a son of a bitch. I've been named a bully. I've been named all kinds of things in life. I have zero tolerance for lying, cheating, or stealing, period. That's just how I roll. And I think that sometimes friends need to feel valued. You know, as a parent, you need to feel valued. You need to feel needed as a parent. When your kids grow up and they move out and you don't feel needed, you have an identity issue. It's facts. Husbands and wives want to feel needed. Parents want to feel needed, but friends want to feel needed. Friends want to feel valued and they want to feel needed. They want to know you need them sometimes. So even though you think you're doing the right thing by not reaching out to them and imposing or annoying, like, you might be doing the wrong thing because they need to feel needed. Now, you can't be the type of friend that just needs and needs and needs, and then so you're taken and you're not giving. So in life, make sure you're kind. Make sure you love. Make sure you always do the right thing. Make sure you're there for people. Make sure that you check on your friends. Make sure when they need something, you can do it for them. Don't ask me, friends, to help you move. I won't. I'll give you some money to get movers. I ain't fucking moving you. I hate fucking moving. Don't even fucking ask. But do me a favor. Check on some of your pals out there, some of your lady friends. Just check on them. Life's hard. Life's sad. Life's depressing. There's nothing better than having an old friend reach out to me. Dude, I get giddy. I'm like, wow, I haven't heard this person ever. Hey, man, how are you? I get excited. Pay attention to your opportunities that come in front of you. Jump on those opportunities. Those unicorns only come by every now and then. You got to keep your eyes peeled back. You got to pay attention to those coming, or you're going to miss that opportunity, and you're going to watch other people do it, and it's just going to be a vicious cycle. Bam! Go out, crush it, believe in aliens, believe in God, believe in whatever you want to believe in. Go out and make a great effort. Go out and take things to the next level. Don't be scared to take chances. Make sure you know who's loyal to you. Make sure you call and you give effort to those friends, those people you love, so they don't, you're not just one-sided. Make sure you're putting in the effort, showing comfort, showing empathy and sympathy. I know I'm working on that. You should work on that as well. Also, make sure that you're tough and strong. You're not in toxic relationships. You're not wasting your time in toxic situations. And make sure that you're betting on yourself and you're doing the things you need to do to succeed. So you quit sitting around finding excuses, because tomorrow's not promised. It's a gift. Go out and crush it. Bam!